Hi, Kathy.
Yes.
Kathy, this is Nate. I'm calling you about a letter that you mailed back to my office. I think you put it on here because I don't have your husband's name. You wanted to get some information about mortgage protection for your $235,000 home that you guys have on Arrowhead Way?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to verify what you put down here, and then I can get those options for you and your husband that you're looking for. And you're 46. What is your actual birthday, Kathy? 7/20/68. And your husband, what is his name?
David.
David. And what is his birthday? I know you have 44 you wrote down here, but I don't know his birthday.
I'm 2670.
You better remember, right?
Sometime in May, I know that.
I was talking to the other guy, and I go, okay, what's your anniversary? And he started laughing. You have to be kidding me.
No.
My wife and I got engaged on 12/12/12.
How funny.
I met her, it was 1/1/1/1 was the first New Year's that when we were together. So it's always been our thing. We like text back and forth 11/11/12/12, and then we got asked her to marry me on 12/12/12. We got married on 13/13, but there wasn't 13/13/13, so it was July 13/13.
There you go. Yeah, that's why we did the 12/12/12, because it was on a Wednesday, so it was kind of hard to get married. But,
yeah.
There wasn't going to be like there wasn't anything in 13, because it was about 13 months.
Right.
So that was like kind of the last one that cool date would work. So
How cool. So your loan amount's, yeah, it's very cool. Your loan amount's $235,000. Is that a purchase?
Yes.
And what is the term on that, 30 years?
Yes.
And what's the, are you trying to pay it off earlier? Is that why you said unfortunately, or?
I wish I could pay it off earlier. I'll probably actually sell it in about 5 to 7 years. I'm just letting my kiddos finish up at Boyd High School.
Okay, how old's your son? Okay.
And I have an 8th grade girl.
And we have an 8-year-old son who thinks he's a junior in high school.
Yeah. Wait till they get about 14 and
I know. I don't know what my wife's gonna do. She's like, "Where's my little boy?" what is your monthly? Yeah. What's your monthly payment on the house right now?
$1,738.
And so what's the concern of wanting this coverage put in place, just in the event if something were to happen to either one of you, that the house is paid off or to protect the kids? Is that what I'm looking at?
Yeah. I mean, we got that information in the mail, I guess, after we closed and, getting a little bit older, so kind of thinking about, because I have 4 kids, and I'm thinking, if something did happen or if I got, disabled or something.
Okay. Well, no, I understand. I mean, yeah, absolutely. And here's the good part. I work for you guys. I represent you as clients, and I have access to 33 different carriers that will offer mortgage protection, and they all have different, positives, pros, cons, different things that they offer. So my job is when I hang up the phone is to go to work for you guys and just find all the different coverages that are available and find out who's going to offer you the most amount of coverage for the least amount of costs and stuff. So that's based upon, obviously your age and you guys are still young enough. And do either one of you guys smoke?
No.
Okay. And do you know what David's height and weight is?
He's 5'7", 8", and like 180.
And I know my wife says she should smack me, but give me your approximate height and weight. Okay. And what do you do for work, Kathy?
I work for Fannie Mae. I sell foreclosures.
Okay. Sell foreclosures. What kind? You put like... Okay. Do you work from an office or from home or...
Both. I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the office, and Thursday, Friday at home.
Okay. And what's your husband do?
He's a police officer.
Oh, awesome. And what hours does he work? Like 8 to 5 or night shifts or?
No, they rotate.
Wow, that sounds like it's brutal.
It is, especially in the summertime when you're trying to keep kids quiet because he's trying to sleep in the daytime.
Man.
Yeah.
And
weekends, and you got dogs, and you got kids coming in. Sure. And dogs working the kids, and you're like, everybody be quiet.
When are you? Yeah. So he worked 12-hour shifts every day then?
No, it kind of rotates. Like, he's off this weekend.
Okay.
So then he'll work Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday. Then he'll work Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then off Monday, Tuesday.
Okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
That's like every other weekend.
Wow. What medications is he taking? Any? Well, you're a police officer. You probably are going to have high blood pressure as a police officer.
I think my kids caught more high blood pressure.
There you go.
Didn't have it until they met me and the four kids.
Well, that could do it too. Four kids and new wife, right? And
yeah, I think that was more stressful than the job.
There you go. And what about? Does he have any other issues like heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, cholesterol, any other issues like that? Okay, and what about you, yourself? What kind of medications are you currently taking?
I don't take any. I just take health products for health benefits.
No major surgeries or anything, or diseases or anything that I need to know about with either one of you?
I had real bad asthma when I was younger.
Okay.
But it doesn't really bother me now unless I get a cold. And then sometimes I'll have to take breathing treatments, but for the most part, it doesn't bother me anymore. But when I was younger, I was really.
Now, do you take any medications for that now?
No.
Do you have, like, an emergency inhaler?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still keep that.
Is it, like, a, what's it called? Do you know what it's called?
Abuterol.
Yeah. When was the last attack? Yeah, and it's not bad. It's just, like I said, different carriers look at different things based on stuff. Have you been hospitalized for it in the last 2 years or 3 years for it at all, or no?
No.
No.
When I was younger, I was all the time, but...
Okay. And, yeah, that's okay. That's normal. So you don't take anything regularly. You just had the rescue inhaler just in case.
Yeah, and it's mainly, like I said, when I just get sick.
Right.
It seems to go to my chest when I have problems, so...
I gotcha. And so let's see here. Yeah, I mean, we definitely can help you out. My schedule, which night's gonna be better for you guys? You're in McKinney, right?
Yeah.
I can do something either Monday or Tuesday evening. It depends when your husband gets home from work, I guess, would be probably really dependent upon that, right?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, probably wouldn't be good because he doesn't get home until close to 7 and then have a company and everything.
I can do, well, I was going to say, I can do an 8 o'clock. I have a 6 o'clock right there in Prosper, and I can be on my way home hitting McKinney. I can do, like, sometime between 8 or 8:30. It would be fine for me. That way you guys can finish up dinner. It would actually work better for me. So we can do that on Monday. Just give me some time between, like, 8 or 8:30, because I'll be coming back from Prosper, depending upon their traffic and the silly construction that they do. Hopefully I can just have a straight shot down to you guys.
Okay.
Now, are you... Okay. Yeah, just give me some time between 8 and 8:30 if that's okay with you. I'll be there just depending upon, like I said, the traffic or construction. So, and is my GPS going to get me there fairly easily then?
Sure. Yeah. Depending on where you're at.
Are you off 380?
I'm actually off Virginia, but if you come 380 to Lake Forest,
okay.
Take a right on Lake Forest.
Okay.
And then my subdivision's over on the left, but you'll take the second entrance, which is
okay.
And then y'all just take it all the way down, and it turns into Arrowhead, and I'm the last house on the left.
Are you guys by, like, right on the golf course then, right by there?
No.
Are you off of Virginia Parkway?
Yeah, Virginia and Lake Forest.
Virginia Lake Forest?
We're kind of, like, surrounded by Stonebridge, but we're Stonebrook.
Stonebrook. Okay. We'll just have your phone on you.
Behind Roosevelt. We back up into Roosevelt Middle School.
Okay, just have your phone on you. If something happens where I get lost or something, I should be fine, though. If my GPS gets me there, it'll be fine. So we have it on Monday evening, October 6th, between 8 and 8:30, okay?
Okay.
And I'll just sit down with you and go over your guys' options, and then, you know, we'll go from there. So I look forward to it, and you guys have a great weekend, and don't stress your husband out too much.
He's
coming, so he's fine. Oh, there you go. He's out of the house. He's stress-free right now. So, all right. Thank you. All right. See you Monday night. Bye.